George Henry here for Coast Radio. Joining me for our Peace Harbor COVID-19 checkup is Dr. Ron Scheer. He's a medical director at Peace Harbor and the director of operations for the Peace Harbor Medical Group. Sherry Payne is joining me now. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So I understand now, according to the governor's executive order, beginning this Friday, May 1st, non-emergency procedures can continue now and selective surgeries may be done. Dr. Scheer, tell us a little bit about what consists of an elective surgery.
Well, elective surgeries are ones that are scheduled versus emergency surgeries that have to be done right now. And the state of Oregon for this has defined elective and non-emergent procedures is what we're going to be talking about. And those are procedures that are protective equipment that will not result in irreversible harm if delayed for up to 90 days. In the past, delaying it wouldn't have caused harm. We wouldn't have done them in this period.
Now, with an elective surgery, there are some procedures that you guys have to follow as far as some things that have to be available in the surgery department or some precautions that you need to take. Can you talk a little bit about those?
There's priorities, so we have to make sure we minimize the risk of transmission to patients and healthcare workers and others. Avoid further delays in healthcare. That's why we want to get started with this. This is per the state of Oregon. Maintain an adequate supply of protective equipment in case we have increased COVID cases. And make sure that we have extra beds in the hospital, a 20% cushion in case we have a surge. And then that we minimize transfers to skilled nursing facilities that would result from the surgeries that we do.
Now, Sherry, what is your responsibility as the director of operations for the medical group? What are you overseeing in the implementation of this new order coming out May 1st?
So one of the main things that we've been doing is assuring that we have the personal protective equipment that we need to do this care for the patients. That's one of our requirements. And then the main thing for patients and for the safety of the hospital is we are requiring that all patients before they have surgery have a COVID-19 test. So we are performing those in the office. They're on a specific schedule that makes it so that we will have those results back in time for their procedure so that when they would be going into the hospital, it would be verified that they were not having the COVID-19 virus.
Now, my understanding is that each department within the hospital has their own supply chain of personal protective equipment. Does each one have to gear up, like the surgery department, do they have to gear up and provide additional stuff, or can they get from other departments within the hospital?
So the hospital, so the supply chain, how it works here, so the hospital is supplied, that we have a hospital supply department. Most of the clinic supplies are coming from a separate source. However, if we need to use each other's supplies because that's where the supply is most needed at the time, we have the ability to access those.
Now, as you ramp back up, what procedures or surgeries do you see being prioritized first? I mean, is it like colonoscopies or is it like hip replacements? How do you look at that?
Well, the order says that we can do up to 50% of our usual volume. And I think that probably people are going to be a little bit shy of coming back in for a while. And then after the 14th of May, we may be able to increase from that amount. So I'm not sure that we're going to have to really restrict it too much unless the schedule starts getting full. If it does, we'll be doing the ones that have the most risk if you delay them further. Certainly things like abnormal mammograms that maybe need a biopsy or colonoscopies for someone that's having symptoms of rectal bleeding, those would go away first. But I think things like scheduled hips and knees, which do weigh some risk with delaying them, but not as much, that we could be doing those as elective surgeries too.
Now, one thing Dr. Foster mentioned last week was the fact that he wanted to reiterate that the hospital is a safe place to go. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your ongoing work to maintain that.
Well, in the clinics, we screen everyone that comes in. They get a temperature check and a mask. All our caregivers are wearing masks. In the hospital, we have that same procedure. Anyone that comes into the hospital is wearing a mask, and we restrict the number of visitors to come in. That's kind of unfortunate for patients, but like if someone's having a baby, they only get one person in there with them, I think is the number we're using now. And then all these patients that are coming in for anything that is a procedural, they will have COVID testing before we do the procedure.
Now, do you feel with the incidence of coronavirus or COVID-19 that we've had in Lane County that this is a good time to reopen the surgery department for this as medical professionals? Do you feel like the timing is right?
I do. I think that, you know, it is important that we still have a hospital left when we get through with this. Eugene is starting, and most of the COVID cases have been in Eugene. And I think they're safe starting as well. The levels are down. They're not having a lot of new cases. As long as we're screening for someone that comes in, I think the hospital is much safer than, say, going to Costco. In ours, you know, we don't have any active cases of COVID currently, and I think that our hospital should be extremely safe.
Now, Sherry, there's obviously several things going on here. One is administrative, one is financial, and then the other is patient care. How do all these come together to provide the proper environment for this?
So I think they come together because we will always prioritize the safety of the patient. I wanted to add on here that if a patient is not feeling well or they're concerned about having symptoms, we would really appreciate a phone call. We don't want people to feel like if they cancel an appointment, that's going to be a negative thing. We want to know ahead of time. We will also be doing phone call screens before appointments to make sure people are not symptomatic. We've changed our lobbies so that there is spacing between patients that are coming in, like we've seen in many other places. So the priority is on the safety of the patient. We want to make sure that people feel comfortable to be here.
Now, the surgery department is different in the fact or in the sense from the emergency department is that generally you want the patient that is undergoing the procedure to be in the best physical health possible, disregarding, of course, the reason they're in there for. But as far as the health of the patient should be overall good before they come in, right?
Yes, there's a number of pre-screenings that occur. So before somebody has surgery on any type of elective type procedure, that anything that's not an emergency, they're going to get clearance from their primary care doctor most of the time. If that's what's warranted, they're going to have a complete workup. They're going to get education from nursing that is over at the surgery department. So there's a whole process for that.
Yeah, after they have their COVID-19 test, then we have them quarantine until their surgery. We also have separate pathways for ill and sick patients, especially respiratory sick patients.
Now, with the closing of the surgery department, you probably had a few procedures already on the books. Do you now look to those folks and you call them and let them know that you can start rescheduling that now? Or do you just start a whole new list?
So what we're doing is we will be going back through the cases that got canceled, the cases that were pending being scheduled that we were waiting for. But we're also looking at new referrals that have been sent over from doctors for urgent symptoms, and we're prioritizing those. We will be contacting patients, but I also encourage anyone that has questions that had a surgery pending or wants to know when they can have their surgery scheduled to call the surgeon's office and do a check-in on that.
All right, so let's give some numbers and information here. They would call their individual surgeon or their primary care physician first?
So if they've already seen the surgeon's office, I would recommend calling the surgeon's office. So if it is orthopedics, for example, that number is 541-997-7104, and that would be the same for podiatry and orthopedics surgery. So that's the colonoscopies and any general surgery procedures. That is 541-997-2820. And for women's health, OBGYN, it is 541-902-1634.
All right. And we'll put those numbers up, too, on our website when we post this interview later on this morning. I'd like to thank you both for being here. Is there anything else really quickly? We're kind of out of time. But if there's anything else you wanted to touch on that we did not mention.
Well, I think it was really foresightful for the government to go ahead and open things up a little bit. It's quite a balance. But we were already starting to see patients that have put things off that have resulted in detrimental effects to their health. So I think it was a perfect time to get going. I'm glad to see it.
And thank you for time this morning. And just want to encourage people to give us a call. And any questions that aren't answered, we can definitely handle those in the surgery clinic, either talking to the surgeon or the surgery scheduler. So.
Sherry Payne is the Director of Operations for the Peace Harbor Medical Group, and Ron Shear is the Medical Director at Peace Harbor Hospital. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
All right, that's our Peace Harbor update for this morning.